both the University of Montana and Montana State University have benefited from multi-million dollar gifts that resulted in naming rights. Last year's $8 million gift by the Gianforte Family Trust and the subsequent renaming of MSU's Computer Science Department to the Gianforte School of Computing came as the Bozeman entrepreneur was running as the Republican candidate for governor in 2016. Four students from MSU spoke in favor of Senate Bill 211, including Molly Baird, who's studying mathematics.
I work closely with students of computer science. After the renaming of the School of Computer Science, there is a palpable change in the atmosphere of my classes.
She says the renaming sent two very clear messages to MSU students and to the residents of Montana.
Students are objects to be bought, and some political affiliations are more worthy of education depending on their ability to pay. This is absolutely unacceptable.
No one spoke against the bill. There were no representatives from the campuses or the Commissioner of Higher Education's office present at the hearing. Senator Diane Sands is a sponsor of Senate Bill 211. She says this bill is not aimed at any campus or any particular donation.
And I just ask that the regents, when they're considering naming policies, remember that these are public assets, public buildings, and that they develop a policy that is both deals with this timeliness issue, make sure that we're not naming buildings inappropriately after people who are currently either in office or running for office, that we have full transparency in that process with adequate time for people to comment.
Sand says the decision will still rest with the regents. The Senate Education and Cultural Resources Committee did not take immediate action on the bill. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.